Kazu Kibuishi is an artist who doesn't like to overthink his work.
Every time I draw, I really try not to be present. Me as an artist, I don't want to get in the way of the reader and the experience. My job is to clarify it for them.
That's why when Scholastic Books approached him in 2013 to submit sketches for the new cover art of the Harry Potter series, Kibuishi says he didn't want to do it. He says he was intimidated by thinking of the popularity surrounding J.K. Rowling's books.
I didn't want to be the guy responsible for this because I liked the covers as they were.
After collaborating with fellow artist Jason Cafoe, the two submitted some sketches to Scholastic Books. The publishing company picked Kibuishi to design the seven new covers within 3 months. The Washington-based artist approached the project using skills he learned as a film student at the University of California, Santa Barbara.
So I just thought of myself as a cameraman, like a cinematographer that visited Hogwarts and visited Hogsmeade and all the different locations. And I was just there to photograph it with my artistic technique and style.
Kibuishi's final seven covers showcased a new modern perspective, distinct from Mary Grandpre's originals. Kibuishi used sharp, vibrant colors to illustrate Dementors and Diagon Alley. Finding the right moment to capture in the covers wasn't always an easy process. Kibuishi says the second book in the series, The Chamber of Secrets, was the most challenging to design. After sketching over 70 drafts, he still couldn't find the right picture to communicate the book's tone. Kibuishi says he went back to the source material to solve this predicament. He asked himself what his emotional reaction was when he first read Rowling's book.
What do I feel about this book? What is it about this book that I feel like it's a cup of tea? It feels like a tea party to me. It feels like the one book that feels like a kid's book almost, but at the same time, you know, it's the calm before the storm.
Kibuishi decided on the elaborate home of Ron Weasley, best friend to Harry Potter, to put on the cover. Kibuishi says the setting is a place of comfort for Potter before battling his main antagonist, he who must not be named. Kibuishi says simple doodling is a great remedy for writer's block when he's working on his own stories. About 30 schoolchildren doodled and sketched away at Kibuishi's drawing workshop on Saturday at the Douglas Public Library. Young, aspiring cartoonists came prepared to pitch their grand story ideas.
So they had to destroy the ghost before they do any more trouble, because they already destroyed one of the bounty ships down.
That sounds like a good story. I think you should finish it.
Kibuishi says because the graphic novel industry is still relatively new, he often gets asked to teach workshops on how to break into the business. He says educating the next generation of writers and illustrators is important for the industry's survival.
I'm hoping that all the work that I do has some element of teaching in it.
While in the capital city, Kibuishi also made stops at Alaska Robotics and the 2015 Alaska Library Association Conference in Centennial Hall. He's in the process of working on the last three books in his Amulet graphic novel series, and he recently signed a new book deal with Scholastic Graphics. Kibuishi says he thinks the characteristics of a successful artist are fruitful curiosity, steady determination, and a little bit of that magic known as talent. In Juneau, I'm Kevin Reagan.